Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. Certainly over the course of the last week, we have really had some great interviews. We've talked to the stars of the movie, The Shack. Today, I want to share with you my review, but as you know, we've talked to Octavia Spencer, who plays God in the film. We've talked to author William Paul Young, who wrote the best-selling novel, The Shack, that the movie's based on. And upcoming, we're going to be talking to Sam Worthington and, of course, star Tim McGraw. Please check out the full complement of shows on the new movie, The Shack, at the Not Old Better Show. And today, a complete review of the movie. After watching the movie this weekend, I really came away with it knowing that the inspiring messages about everything from seeking help, counsel, to processing grief in a healthy way, to the power of forgiveness are all there. Those ideas, as they related to God's role in people's lives, I think will particularly resonate with my audience. I really recommend the movie to you, specifically to people who are looking for a basic explanation of who the Trinity is, which is dealt with in the film in a, I felt like, a very interesting, although controversial to some, manner. Those looking to start a conversation about Christianity with their friends, I think this movie is gonna really do that. I think people who enjoyed the best-selling novel, again, The Shack by William Paul Young, are gonna really love this movie. And now, you know, after months of both anticipation and controversy, The Shack, based on William Paul Young's 2007 bestseller, is just a wonderful film. There are those who will find fault with it, but again, for those interested in starting a conversation about God, this is a great place to start. And here's my review. From the producer of The Life of Pi, which I loved, and The Blind Side, an all-time favorite movie of mine, I watched The Shack, and I have to tell you how much I enjoyed this movie. I read the book by author William Paul Young, too, and I recall when it first came out in 2007, the controversy, both praise for the book and concern, so much so that the producers have prepared a Shack official study guide, and I've got those available for you. They're normally $6, but we're making them available free, of course, to all of our listeners. You'll find that link right on our website. Download it if you're interested in it, because, you know, the topics in the film are going to prompt some questions, and maybe there's some obvious ones like, you know, where is God when I need him most? How does God see me? And why are you doing this to me? And a lot of other questions, perhaps. And so the study guide is intended to help with those questions that arise after you watch the film. And again, they're provided by Lionsgate, the production company behind the film. And so to the extent that you're interested in kind of following along with those questions, check it out. But let's get back to the film. The Shack, of course, for those of you who don't know, is a story about a man, abused, who's got to come to terms with God and learn to forgive, especially after his younger daughter is brutally murdered. It's based on the New York Times best-selling novel by William Paul Young, and The Shack takes us on a father's uplifting spiritual journey, really. And as a father, I can tell you that some of this is tough, and it is uplifting. But if you've had any kind of difficulties, tragedies, you'll see in Sam Worthington's portrayal of Mac Phillips this spiral take place, this deep depression that causes him to question all of his innermost beliefs. Facing this crisis of faith, Mac receives a mysterious letter urging him to this abandoned shack deep in the Oregon wilderness. Despite his doubts about going, Mac journeys to the shack and encounters an enigmatic trio of strangers led by a woman named Papa, played by Octavia Spencer. Through this meeting, Mac finds important truths that will transform his understanding of his tragedy and change his life forever. When he travels to the small shack in the mountains, this is actually the place where his daughter, she was killed there, he has this encounter with God, who's portrayed in a couple of variations. There's Papa, a middle-aged African-American woman played by Octavia Spencer in the movie, who represents God the Father, a Middle Eastern man, plays the son, Jesus. And finally, the Holy Spirit is shown as an Asian woman. These roles are just filled by actors who are very talented, and I think you'll find all of this really well done. Avram Aviv Elush plays Jesus. Sumira Masubara plays Sarayu, and Alice Braga plays Sophia, and of course Octavia Spencer plays God. So it's really just a wonderful cast. But to some, there have been issues with this portrayal of the Holy Trinity, and to some, this is very faith-affirming, and to others, it's heresy. My subject today and review of the movie isn't about that, although I believe that those certainly are worthwhile discussions, and of course, well-meaning, God-loving, faithful, wonderful people will disagree. I believe the film, though, is well-meaning. In fact, the many people I've spoken to about the book and now the film is that everyone takes something different from what you experience and what you see there on screen. A good friend of mine shared the book with me because he thought something of like mind, you know, for the two of us. And he had shared it with his sister-in-law, who read it and took something very different from it. It was something that I walked away with thinking, you know, God loves me so much, and I really just need to live my life showing how much I love him. You know, I want to serve others, and I want to serve him. I want to seek forgiveness, and that's what I believe Christ's atonement makes possible. The film talks about that, and certainly, you know, the story might not be for everyone, but I loved how it made me feel and the affirmation of what I already knew. I wasn't confused in the least. I was uplifted, and I'll have to tell you, though, the movie's themes of death and then depression, of course, Sam Worthington's character becomes very depressed. It might be a little bit heavy for younger kids. It may be, however, uplifting for older tweens and teens and families, and I think you'll enjoy it. And despite the debate, I think you'll be talking about it. And let's be honest, answering some of these difficult questions in conversations will show us all this beautiful illustration of God's concern for us in the ways that he desires to work in our lives if we let him. So enjoy the movie. I think you'll love it. I, of course, am always interested in any feedback from you. You can find me at info@notold-better.com. Of course, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. But enjoy this movie and talk about it. Thanks to all my guests today, all the help on the podcast and making me sound so much better. That is to say, not old, but better. Thanks to all.